This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. So before we get back into Sully's impending doom, is this where you want to do the quarterback list, Mike?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, it's your show. Don't look at me. I don't have it. I know I was commissioned by you, hyenas, to waste several hours of my life ranking NFL quarterbacks 1 to 32 before the season started. And I gave reasoning with it, and we did a real fun show in late August. Mikey saved that list, probably in an effort to attempt to embarrass me. But I know, like anything else, there'll be good calls I made, bad calls I made, and we'll have some fun with it. But now Sully broke out this stupid folder today because he was bereft of any other ideas and said, hey, let me put your balls to the fire because it would entertain me. So, Sully, how do you want to structure this? How do you want to get the people involved? Why is Roberto already laughing? I'm really concerned.
Well, Dave and I were just going to break it down and give some highlights from it. Some agreements, some disagreements, all that.
Right. So it's basically a postmortem. Here's where I predicted they would be this year. Here's where they ended up.
Yes.
I will sit
easy
here.
Enough.
How do you want the people involved?
Well, we would get the people involved in terms of which ones they...
How bad is Mike at his job? 248. I mean, what, best call, worst call?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, go ahead.
So, and we can get some music in here. Why not?
Oh, sure. It's a dance party.
Number one.
This is preseason. What was the date?
This was preseason. Back in early August, it was. Yeah.
Mid-August.
Early to mid-August. Yeah. It was, I don't know the exact date, but it's early August. So, number one. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think there's any disagreement there.
I mean, he didn't play well, but he was hurt all year.
But still, talent-wise, Rodgers, of course.
All right.
Breeze, number two, of course. If anything, you can put him number one. But Breeze, fantastic year. Now, Tom Brady was fifth.
Yes.
That's an interesting one. Because, yes, he won the Super Bowl, but...
Stand by it.
But would he be... Is fifth still basically where you would place him? Could you even
lower? I'd put him even lower.
That would be the controversial one.
Okay. If people want to bitch about it, go ahead. I got the numbers to back it up.
Now, perhaps I think the best call.
Who'd I have third?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Ooh.
Which at the time was controversial.
I took a lot of garbage for that.
At the time was very controversial.
But I was proven right on Luck. Oh, that's a good call. I'm sure there's some crappy ones in here. Can't wait to hear these.
Number four was Carson Wentz. Which is injury,
you know what?
With Foles.
Didn't bounce back the way he was supposed to. Didn't play that well. I'm fine taking some heat on that one.
So, number six and seven is where it gets interesting, too, because six is Russell Wilson, who had a good year. Many people thought the Seahawks would be good.
No, had a great year.
And then Phillip Rivers was number seven, who had a great year.
That's so a good call.
If anything, you could bump Rivers ahead of Wentz. But
all right, anything
right
egregious, David?
Well, no, you already agreed that Carson Wentz probably could be knocked down a little bit from four.
Yeah, he didn't respond the way I thought he would, and he ended up being hurt again. So, all right, keep rolling.
Oh, yeah, so far, so good. I would probably put Russell and Phillip over Tom Brady now.
Fine with
it. So he would be knocked down to eight probably because number eight.
Yeah, so far it's still pretty
accurate.
All right,
this is where bleep's going to hit the fan.
Number eight, none other than a guy named Matthew Stafford.
Bad call. I think if I had to do that ranking right now, he'd be 12 or 13.
He'd have to be. He had a terrible year.
He just did not build off last year. Nine.
Deshaun Watson.
I'm not changing my opinion on that.
Pro bowler this year.
Yeah, Deshaun has no help. He's a top 10 quarterback. Next.
Number 10, this one's tough because he got hurt pretty early on. Jimmy G.
Yeah, I don't deserve any heat for that. Guy blew his knee out in like week two. Leave me alone. Next.
Number 11, Matt Ryan. I think postseason that's...
He's in that range.
Postseason, I think that's still where he would slot into.
Okay.
Right around there.
12.
12, interesting one. Kirk Cousins.
Interesting thought. I would lower that big time. In fact, Kirk, to me, would be outside the top 15.
Good.
Did not like the year he had. I thought having some support in Minnesota would help him. It didn't. Next.
So number 13, Alex Smith.
Didn't go as planned.
Nope. Injury.
And then his leg exploded.
Yep.
That's a bad call.
14, Derek Carr.
I don't know what to do. You tell me. I don't know what to do with Derek Carr there.
I would knock him down.
Go ahead.
Derek Carr had a not so good year. I'll say it that way.
Knock him down.
Yeah.
The next three here, 15, 16, 17. You had Newton, Roethlisberger, and Jared Goff.
Now, see, I was right with Newton and Roethlisberger because they didn't have good years. Goff, I don't know. I kind of feel like Goff would rank there if we redid this.
Well, and you see the report today about how the Rams aren't even sold on him being the quarterback pass next season.
Well, did you see him? He was throwing quails out there.
Yep. Number 18, this is kind of a fascinating one because at the time, people thought you ranked him way too high, but it was Pat Mahomes at 18.
Yeah, I got killed for ranking the guy too high. Now, he's not proven. And I wasn't nearly high enough.
Now you'd put him.
He's top three.
But I banked on him being good last year. What was the caption I wrote for it?
Yeah. So Pat Mahomes might be riskiest play by me, but I love this kid. He's a born playmaker, has a nuclear arm, and is willing to push the ball downfield. Extends plays, and in Reed's system with playmakers, he could be devastating. How about this?
That's not a bad call in early August here.
He either explodes this year or tanks.
How about, come on.
On the former.
Come on now. Early August, that's decent hot take-ism.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
That's not bad.
Tyrod Taylor, 19.
Oops.
Followed by that. Now you get into it. 20 down. You got Mariota, Keenum.
Hold on. Now, time out. Mariota was way lower on my list than experts, and Mariota stunk. Yeah. That qualifies as a decent call.
Yeah. Dalton, 22.
Again, stinks. Good call.
This is your worst pick because this guy should be far higher. 23, Nick Foles.
Hold on a minute there, Swiss Miss. Time out. I had Nick Foles where on this list?
23rd. So ahead of starters.
And he was a backup.
Ahead of starters.
What did I write in the caption?
Walked into the most dynamic offense in the league and had two of the greatest games of his life. He's better than several team starters, but very Keenum-like overall. He'd start above anybody below, but this is his ceiling, around 23rd.
Okay, I'll meet you in the middle. If you want to raise him about five spots,
yes,
fine.
Yes.
My point is, that's still a decent call because I had him above a bunch of starters. Who'd I have him above?
Eli.
Okay, correct.
Trubisky.
Oh, I take Foles over Trubisky all day.
Yeah. Yep. Prescott.
All day.
Baker, 27.
Baker didn't even have the starting job when I did it. Tyrod Taylor was the starter.
True.
But Baker's my highest rookie on there, right?
True. Yep.
I don't feel bad about this. I thought this was going to go a lot worse. I didn't remember what I did in August.
It's really not bad at all, no. Jameis Winston, 28.
How good of a call? Come on. David won't even look at me. He's bummed out. He can't make fun of this.
I can't.
Jameis at 28 preseason? That's bold flavor. What did I write there?
Aside from being a moron, he's a disaster in the pocket. Bad feet, bad mechanics, bad decision making. It's not if, but when he's going to turn it over. Also, when he's off, he's unplayable. Just can't handle watching him. So, yeah, which is very accurate.
I don't need anyone to pat myself on the back. I feel pretty good about this. Keep going.
As is the last four here. Flacco, Tannehill, McCown, Bortles.
Yeah. Boom. All right, so what's the worst call on that list?
Huh.
Wentz at four?
I'm biased, but I'd say Wentz.
Okay, that's the most reprehensible thing on there, and maybe Stafford at eight.
Yeah.
But I had the bold Andrew Luck take. I had the Mahomes thing penciled. I just didn't put him quite high enough.
Well, it's weird because Mahomes, the description is far more telling than the number. Like, I feel like with how glowing the description, he should have been top 10. But it's tough because we never really saw him play besides the one game at the end of that season.
Man.
Andrew Luck, in terms of timing, that was a great pick.
That's a great pick because people thought he was dead. And I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, he's going to bounce back this year. And Reich's got that West Coast offense.
I'll give you one thought as well that I think is a little controversial. Trubisky at 25, I think I would put him higher than that.
I stand by it. I think Trubisky stinks.
Pro bowler this year.
Oh, pro bowl your motts.
You know?
Trubisky stinks. Look at David playing on his phone over here. What, you don't even want to. What is it with you?
He has it on there.
I have it on. I have the list here.
Oh, I'm like this. I was looking at you and I'm going, this SOB won't even participate because he can't bust my chops.
No, I would knock Trubisky down, further down.
David wants
I wouldn't
him,
even make him.
David wants him 50th.
He's 40, in my mind. No.
Yeah, he's 2 years in. I don't know if he's any good. Yeah. I don't like him.
I think the biggest gripe that I have is probably Big Ben. I think Big Ben is a top 12 quarterback in this league.
I just disagree.
I really do.
Learn to play on the road. Maybe I'll put him back up there.
I'm probably biased.
What was the caption for Luck? I want to see David just squeal. I want to see David just cry. He hates Luck, and I nailed this one. Give me the Luck one.
Yeah, Andrew Luck, okay, at number three. Assuming health, Andrew Luck is as good as it gets. A born leader, possesses toughness, mobility.
Hold on, time out. Stop tape. Could you look David in the eyes as you read this? Yeah, look deep into David's eyes.
Yeah, you hated Andrew Luck. I remember this.
I still hate him.
Possesses toughness, mobility, and at least we think immense arm talent. He has the highest football IQ of any quarterback you'll see.
Oh.
And he's never had an offensive line to protect him. He is Colts football. Then it also closes with a saying, the new acquisition of Eric Ebron, he will make Andrew Luck a lot better and have a breakout year.
Oh, my. Roberto, you're on the air.
Additional commentary by Mike.
Any Ticket Text commentary about my preseason QB ranks and where we are now? 97136. Have a good time with that, Michael. Honestly, I thought that segment was going to be a nightmare. I leave feeling...
Most of it's pretty accurate, yeah.
Feel pretty damn solid.
Not bad.
248-539-9797. We'll get some Ticket Text in the mix. Get you the Anthony Davis update, and then Sully impending doom like an ice storm tomorrow. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.